She's been part of your life for 20 years. You've laughed with her. You've cried with her. You were there when she gave birth to Emma Kelly. And she'll be there for you in the future. Today, we'll take a look back on her illustrious career. And together, we will celebrate 20 years of Kelly Raspberry. So now, without any further ado, here's Kelly and the rest in the morning.
It's the weekend, baby!
We'll accept it.
It's not just any weekend. This is Kelly Raspberry weekend.
It is.
This is the Kickstatic Morning Show, also known as Kelly Raspberry and the rest.
As I sit on my throne, it's about dang time.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
Kelly's got a throne.
I walked in this morning with a throne.
If you don't do it any other day... Well, hopefully you do, but if you don't do it any other day, check out Kid TV, which is kidtv.com today, because the studio is decorated. Kelly is looking beautiful.
Thank you.
She's got a spray tan on. I thought it was Queen Latifah I was sitting here next to.
I tried taking it down a notch from yesterday.
Oh, no, you're a yellow hammer.
Not only are you going to see all the cool stuff in the studio, but we're going to be playing Kelly Raspberry clips from the past.
That's
during
right.
The breaks on Kid TV.
I feel sorry for people who listen to the show despite me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Some people are like... I love everybody but Big Al. I love everybody but, and I know it's hard to believe, but Kelly.
Yeah.
And that's all it's going to be today. And I have, you know, for
those
of you, I'm
emotion.
Sorry.
It's going to be Kelly Palooza up in her.
I'm excited.
We have a hashtag. We even have a hashtag.
What is the hashtag, JC?
Hashtag KR20.
All right.
The number 20?
Yep.
KR20.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's Kelly in her throne. Do you have more?
No, I'm just going to sit back and let y'all love on me today.
Kelly literally has a throne. She is sitting in a throne.
Let me go through the schedule.
All right, here's JC.
First break,
here's
we're JC. Doing Kelly Raspberry. Uh-huh. Second break, we're going to do some Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Third break, we're doing a little more Kelly Raspberry.
What are we doing in 8C?
Oh, 8C Kelly, Kelly Raspberry.
A recap of Kelly Raspberry.
Pretty good show.
Wait a second, we're really not doing the hizzle?
I'm going
no.
to
there is. I came in, I was
wait,
like,
we're
where's
not
my
doing,
hizzy with hizzle?
We're not even like, keeping it kind of normal.
Here's the biggest news story, if you want to know. The Clippers sold for $2.5 billion, and they only...
It's not a done deal yet.
They're only worth $500 million, so there you go.
It's not a done deal yet, right?
Congratulations.
There's Jenna.
No, really. So we're not doing like celebrity stories.
No,
I don't have anything.
We're playing high low. That's about it.
It's all Kelly.
So
all
wait,
day.
Even on the kids trip, we do hizzle. But today we don't do hizzle.
No. Don't take Kelly Sunshine away.
No, I'm all about doing Kelly stuff. I thought maybe we'd just do like. A couple things.
No. Today is Kelly
Maybe
Raspberry.
Maybe it's going to be the hizzle featuring me and celebrities.
I wouldn't be surprised if Obama came in here and gave Kelly, like, the key to the country.
I'll break the news. Obama is not coming in.
Okay.
Sorry.
But you know what? We are going to do
it. We have some surprises.
It is the weekend, and we're going to flush the format.
No. We're going to razz the format.
Baby!
On this very special Friday, it's time to razz the format.
Yeah.
Arr, I love this.
All of Kelly's favorite songs.
Okay, great.
Yep.
DJ Mike Morse on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Who knew our executive producer was a great DJ?
Mike.
Just ask him, he'll tell you. Turn up my headphones.
Just sit back in the throne, Kelly.
Or dance.
I can't dance. I'm afraid I'll fall off my stage.
Oh, they gave me a stage.
Yeah.
Kelly's brought back the booster box. This one's for you, Kelly. DJ Mike Morse, mix it live.
Let's go. Wrap the format.
Crazy. I do like this song, though.
These are all Kelly Raspberry's favorite songs.
Crazy. My daughter says, you need to delete this from your iTunes, Mommy. Crazy. Crazy zit.
Mixing it up.
Ow! Break me down. You got a lovely face. I love that Kelly loves
you.
We're going to your place.
Can't help but love it.
Kelly and I sang this in karaoke once. It was really awkward.
Scream so loud. Are you getting leaky?
Whoop.
You want me to stay?
Come on. Come on.
Hey. Oh. You're crazy, kid. But you know you're on the low top.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Get right on, hey. You're crazy, kid. But you're not so good.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing you all night.
What? Dirty and wrong. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kelly Raspberry Anniversary Show.
I am Kelly Raspberry. I love Amari. I want you to bring her in for my next birthday party, Al.
Okay, you got it.
Double, double, double. Look her up online if you've never seen her.
I've never seen her.
She's so... I want to be Amari.
It sounds like she's a turkey in this song.
Na, 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 na.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Turn my head up, headphones up again.
Then you were spitting my ear. I don't want to scare you, but I think that we should disappear. Hold up, homie, we ain't known each other very long. No, you trying to lock me in the room, trying to turn me on. Any other time I could resist, now my will is gone. Getting weak, that ain't EVE, hell is going on. Oh, oh, I'm trying to let it go.
Trying to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to keep it just like before.
Hashtag KR20. Really like the next one, Kel.
I hope Beyonce's listening. This is our jam back in the day.
Oh.
International. First class seat on my lap, girl.
Love Jason Derulo.
Gonna make him some dinner.
I have a feeling you're gonna love most of these songs. I know. I think they're all for me.
Yeah.
Six stamps on my passport. You make it hard to live. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand.
Jason,
when you talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
They do. Wiggity, 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 whack.
Don't drop that.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what that is.
This is a call back to yesterday.
Kelly lost the Urban Dictionary spelling bee on this word.
Don't drop that. Dun, dun, dun.
I conceded on this word.
Kelly, how do you spell dun, dun, dun?
I don't care.
It's saying don't do drugs.
Okay, it's the ruler.
Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kruger, keep me a Ruger. Pop me a poo butt. The East where I grew up. So it's what I threw up. Stick it in a mug. Boy,
pop me a poo butt.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Poop cooler.
He threw up?
No one loses.
Yeah, poo butt.
Good brains.
It's hard to rhyme poo butt.
Need me a tooler.
I didn't know he said that.
Pass through the ink and let my bros. I
I'm killing, and I be that way. I got a large appetite for a cookie and weed. I say my money is green, and my thun thun.
You're playing this for me?
Yeah. She gonna pop one too. Okay, she popping. Kelly, you hood. She geek like me.
I said we jerking and we stomping, but can't catch the beat. We can't catch the
beat, but I'm feeling my day. Just go with it, Kelly. Just go with it, Kelly.
I don't know what it is.
Just go with it.
I just told you.
Don't drop that da da da.
Don't drop that da da da. Hey, don't drop that da da da.
Don't drop that da da da. Don't drop that da da da. Don't drop that da da. I love this song. It's funny.
I know. Don't drop that da da da. Don't drop that da
da da. Don't drop that da da da. Okay, so maybe we missed on one of them.
Thun thun.
Oh, yeah, the thump.
Can you please tell me what it means?
Of course. It's a slang term for ecstasy that has become widely popular by the song Don't Drop That Thump the Thump by the Fanatics.
The is not a word. It's ridiculous.
Kelly Raspberry Show.
This is the best.
Celebrating 20 years of Kelly.
If you really wanna see what we can do for you, I'll send the crazy one, no static, sing it.
I'm gonna tell you, in their day, couldn't touch it.
None better.
Mm-mm.
Number one selling boy band of all time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Gaga.
Oh, he's...
This is your day.
DJ live right over here to your right, Kelly. You got...
he doesn't know me that well yet.
Can you shut the door?
Oh, boy.
He didn't know me that well yet.
Get over there slaving on those hot turntables.
All right.
For inspiration.
We are razzing the format. Hashtag KR20.
Suddenly, we all got our hands up. No control on my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
Keep down in drinks like this. Tomorrow, that's just right. Now, 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 now. Gonna set the roof on fire. Gonna burn this motherfucker. Down, 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 down. Hands up. Yeah, suddenly, we all got our hands up. Yeah, suddenly, we all got our hands up. Yeah, suddenly.
It's Friday!
Get out of bed. Get out of bed and dance with Kelly.
We're razzing the format.
Here we are. We do it every 20 years.
He ain't got much to say.
You ever get busted for bopping?
Of course.
Got some Shalimar in there.
Is that food?
I'm dancing in the sheets.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no time to request the songs right now.
Oh.
Okay. The Raz has been
Since
formatted.
Since we were doing the dance, Dirty Dancing. I mean, not Dirty Dancing. What was it? What was this? What was the movie called?
Footloose.
Yeah.
Footloose.
One of your favorite movies. We'll also be playing Kelly's favorite movies during the commercial break.
Blow.
Blow, blow, blow.
Duh, duh, duh. You want a little salt and pepper with your breakfast?
There you go. The best condiments on the radio right there. Come on. Baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Get up on this.
What if I don't want to get up on that?
Why wouldn't you want to get up on this?
On this, yes. Not on that.
This, yeah, this or that.
Yeah.
I'd take this.
Yeah.
Short.
If I wasn't afraid of falling, I'd get up and push it right now. I'm a little scared.
Kelly has a booster box today.
In the throne.
Even the booster box came back for the 20th anniversary.
Yep.
Kid is always with me.
Maybe their mouse will make the appearance again that we had a few months back.
If you ever wanted to see what Kelly looked like on the throne, check out Kid TV right now. KidTV.com.
I feel like I should sit up taller with an attitude.
Only sexy people.
All you fly honeys out there.
Dance, I said.
Salt and pepper here and we're in a thing.
And by night.
Working up a sweat. In the hot, hot sun. Push it.
This kind of hurts a little.
La, 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 la.
Many a great memory with Cobra Starship.
Yeah.
Some of the best times of my life, JC.
On that tour bus crying. I don't know what to say. I'm known for taking what I think I deserve, and you're overdue. And if you listen, you can hear me through the radio. In that bright white noise. What I've been missing in my life, what I've been dreaming of. You be that girl.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music.
I love seeing Kelly's face as we play her favorite song.
I'm on the hunt, that's it.
There you go. Hungry like the world.
didn't know Duran Duran had a hype man.
Right?
Everybody got a hype man.
I got a hype man, dude. We'll be here in a minute. Razzing the format.
Kelly's not listening.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, I get stuck.
You had an issue with this song.
I don't care. It's for all the parents. When you download songs, make sure they're the clean versions.
Yeah, right. Kelly, last call
right,
for alcohol.
Excited. What's it gonna be?
Well, I think that's it.
Oh, that's it. Yay!
The format has been
raised. Yeah, buddy.
That's a little sweaty. Weekend.
Congratulations on 20 years, Kelly. Let's start the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Hope the second 20 is just as good as the first 20.
Thank you, Al.
And some props to our DJ, Mike Morris.
Yeah, DJ Mike Morris.
Yeah, buddy. Well done.
Very good. I'm a little funky now.
We haven't done a live flush in a long time.
Yeah, since Jam and Jay back in the day.
Well, the Kelly Raspberry 20th Anniversary Extravaganza has officially kicked off. And we're going to kick it off with our favorite Kelly Raspberry, Emma Kelly moments.
Oh, yay.
Oh, nice.
Hear those next.
Don't go anywhere. Our look back at Kelly's career starts next. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. Wish Kelly Raspberry a happy 20th anniversary by using hashtag KR20. You're listening to Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Hi, Kelly. This is your favorite cousin. No, not Suzanne. It's Cindy. Did I ever tell you about the time I saved you from drowning when you were a little girl?
Yes.
I'm so proud of you, and I love you so very much, and I believe you're fulfilling your God-given talent, and you are gorgeous. Congratulations on 20 years.
Oh.
Who got my cell phone and got my numbers?
Oh, we got secret
agents. That's my cousin Cindy. She literally saved me from drowning when I was 2 years old.
Wow.
We were at Santee. We're from South Carolina. You know where Santee is. And my mother was big pregnant with my brother.
Big pregnant?
Big pregnant.
July.
That's cool rapper.
Yeah. And she's up at the house. Yeah, big pregnant.
Big pregnant.
She was up at the house, and suddenly I fell off the pier. And my cousin Cindy goes, she's 10 years older than me. She goes running down to the pier and she looks in the water and she said she'll never forget it. I look like Jesus on the cross. I was just lying there floating just beneath.
Wow.
But that's the way I was lying
like a little
there,
baby Jesus.
Like Jesus on the cross. She goes, but I was just below the surface. And she said my eyes were as big as saucers and I was just lying there because I was in shock.
My.
And she jumped in and saved me. She said my mother came running down the hill, her big old belly.
Waddling.
She saved my life.
Wow.
If it wasn't for Cindy Lane Altman.
No, Kelly Raspberry.
I would not 20th. Be here right now.
We'd be sitting here celebrating somebody else's 20-year anniversary.
If it weren't for your cousin.
Like they would have made it 20 years.
I've been Delilah.
Who would have survived with Kid Craddock for 20 years?
Oh, true. Man.
No one.
That's
no
true.
One. No one.
That's true.
And that's the only thing, you know, I wrote in my blog today is how sad. You know, it's bittersweet. It's exciting.
Yeah, sure.
I've been here 20 years. Nobody. This is such a rare thing.
And radio.
To be anywhere. And Al's right behind me.
We've seen so many people come and go in radio, not just with in this city or this station, but just all over.
And
it's
the industry.
Amazing.
It's a business.
It's
about,
it's amazing, man.
If you make it 3 years, that's a pretty good long time.
Yeah.
So he's the only reason I'm here today. And I'm sad. I just, part of me, like all week, I've been thinking, what would a kid have done? Nothing, just to make me mad.
We probably would have done a regular show.
We talked about this even.
Let's not highlight 20 years, Kelly.
Kelly used to hold this over his head for the last couple years I've been here, you know?
Just like, what are you going to do? Just get me to 20 years and I'm out of here.
Well, Kelly, if it weren't for your cousin, you wouldn't be here.
That's right. Thank you, Cindy.
And if you weren't here, then we wouldn't have little Emma Kelly.
That's right.
That's true.
You went through a lot of work.
And see, would Kid, that's another thing I thought of, because Kid, right before Emma Kelly was born, when I was good and hormonal, wrote that song, Open Your Eyes, Emma Kelly. And
Josh
I was thinking,
Hogue.
I wonder if Kid would have written me a song. I've been, you know, that's been going through my head all week,
Yeah, sure.
She probably would have gotten like Tim Halpern to write you a song.
Or he would have done it.
He
Kid was a great songwriter.
Yeah,
he wrote that other song.
Yeah, no, he could definitely write. No. Forming them.
I don't know if he would have sang it.
Yeah,
he might have just sang it for the heck of it.
Yeah, he would have worked it out.
It would have been to the tune of Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. Oh,
we're going to keep this Kelly Raspberry 20th anniversary going.
Hashtag KR20.
With our favorite Emma Kelly moments.
20 years of Kelly Raspberry. The life of Emma Kelly.
Open your eyes, Emma Kelly. Open up and see your biggest fan. It's looking right back at you. One who give a life for you, baby girl. Open your sleepy eyes.
Yeah, the blood test yesterday, did they call you on the phone?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, is that how to do it?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do some news like that over the phone.
And what did they tell you over the phone?
Well, they said your count needed to be 20 or higher. And it was 326. I have known since I looked at that 9-week sonogram picture, I'm having a boy.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
You're right. It's a boy.
My intuition stinks.
Ah! Kelly, it's a girl!
Girl.
Kelly's having a little girl! Oh,
it's
that's
a girl.
How long after your water breaks do you have a baby?
I don't know, but I don't know what's... All right, I don't know
go!
What's supposed to happen.
Go! 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 I don't want to be delivering a baby here. Okay?
That would be cool, though.
Kelly.
Yeah?
Tell Al what's going on.
I'm in labor.
No, you're not. It's all a joke on Al. Kelly Raspberry has a baby girl.
Yay!
A healthy baby girl. Congratulations, Kelly, on the birth of 7-pound, 14-ounce Emma Kelly.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for my show. Bathroom is Emma Kelly.
Poop. What's wrong?
Poop.
Did you poop just now?
Yes.
You pooped in the water?
Yes.
Stand up. Oh, Emma Kelly.
When my baby fish dies, I'm going to flush it in the toilet.
Well, guess what?
What?
This is your lucky day.
Why?
Oh, no.
Mr. Fluffy Pants is dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. See him in there?
Die.
Uh-oh. What do you think?
I'm going to flush him down the toilet.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
Why are you talking like that?
Why are you talking like that?
Who talks like that?
Who talks like that?
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that?
If you're watching Kelly right now on Kid TV, no one thinks
perfect.
This is funnier than Kelly Raspberry. Oh, my God.
I just think that's so
it's daughter,
funny.
It is funny.
And she's got her hands on the wall, so her shoulders are up framing her face, and she's got her head cocked to the side. I'm like, what are you doing? She's just staring, and she looks at me and kind of nudges her head. It shows me she's staring at all these little boys fishing in the rich people pond. Okay?
The rich people park in the pond.
My daughter has discovered boys.
I want to see your peacock. Cock, your peacock. I want to see your peacock.
It got to be bedtime. We always, you know, go to bed together. And I've gotten the habit of lying down with her to sleep. And that's just the way it's been for
a
few years
and
now.
And it's your thing.
But that night, she just said, Mommy, I want to sleep by myself tonight.
Don't want her to go.
I love you, Mommy. I am so glad I am your daughter because you're the best.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
Can you imagine how,
little thing.
How different your life would have been if you would have had a boy?
Yeah, and she's been asking me like that. She goes, what if I was a boy? I said, well, I would love you, but, you know, you're my girl. She's been asking that a lot lately.
Because you
weird.
Really thought you were having a boy.
I really did. I looked at that sonogram and was like, it's going to be a boy. Because, you know, every girl wants a girl. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. All you little boys out there, your mommies love you. But I'm just saying.
They cried.
Something.
They cried a moment.
And dads want little boys. Dads
sure.
want little
that's
boys.
True. Sure.
And that's just, you know, you just want your little mini-me. And I just convinced that she was a boy. I already had her named. Her name was going to be Nicholas Kelly. Now we can call her Nick.
Yeah, there you go.
And but then it was a girl.
There you go.
Emma Kelly.
It sure is.
And now she's 7.5.
Oh, yeah, moly. 7 2/4, she likes to call it.
Did you tell her that 2/4 is equal to 1/2?
She doesn't care. That's what she wants.
Does she get how, what it means that you've been doing this for 20 years?
She finds my job to be extremely inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you can't take her to school and stuff.
Right. Schedule. She wants me to find something else to do because it's not a good schedule for her.
What does she want you to do?
Anything. She doesn't, as long as she doesn't like me to be gone in the
morning. I don't want to question your parenting, but I was watching ABC World News this morning.
Yeah.
And today was Diana Perez's last day because she's going to stay home with her kids.
She also has a husband at home who is a big breadwinner and can support that decision.
Just saying.
Big Al Mag, the parent judge.
Really?
If anybody should not be a...
Hey, if somebody wants to sign up to be my sugar daddy, I quit. But that ain't happening.
You can't quit on your 20th anniversary.
I'm the breadwinner. What do you want me to do?
Kelly is a breadwinner.
Well, yeah,
and you're rich. You're rich.
And I'm rich. Look how much bread I got.
You're winning. You got like loaves, not just bread.
What's coming up,
Jay? My bank account's got cellulite.
Before Kelly had this lucrative radio career, did you know she was on television?
Yeah.
She was on the news and stuff.
I did Weekend Weather.
That's right.
We'll visit Kelly's time as the news girl next.
We'll celebrate more of K-Raz's career next. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. You can use Audioboo and wish Kelly Raspberry a happy 20 years. Sign up, log in, and boo us now. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Hey, Kelly, it's Dave Baker here in Florence, South Carolina. Congratulations on 20 years. Now, Kelly and I started in radio at the same station at roughly the same time. Now, I don't know if this type of thing has been an ongoing issue during her career, but I do remember a period of time when Kelly and I were working together that we actually weren't speaking. We worked on the air every day, but when the microphones went off, we didn't talk. And I have no recollection of why that was. It seems like it went on for months, but we had this feud for a while for something. Now, when Kelly got the job offer from Kid Craddock, she was encouraged to work little or no notice and go ahead and come on out to Dallas. I mean, she actually worked for 1 week, worked out a 1 week notice, and then she packed up her U-Haul and she left. I know she thought we were mad at her for the longest time for that, but I will tell you, we've been proud of her ever since. So Kelly, congratulations again and enjoy this memory.
Good morning, it's 8:51. I'm Kelly Raspberry with news. Residents in Darlington, Chesterfield, and Lee counties may hear sirens in the 10-mile area around the Robinson nuclear plant this week. Carolina Power and Light Company will sound all of the sirens individually at a very low volume. This low volume will sound like a growl and will only last a few seconds. These tests are not intended to test the volume of the sirens, but instead will assure that each siren is operable. The activation of the sirens does not mean for the public to evacuate. Sirens have been installed to alert anyone in the 10-mile radius if an emergency condition develops, so they can monitor the emergency broadcast system for further information and instructions.
This is only a test.
Okay. Dave Baker is only a test. The house that will be used for the city shelter for the homeless will be moved from its present site on Church Street to its new lot on Jarrett Street today, beginning at 9 a.m., only minutes away from a major house moving. The move will require some of the streets in the vicinity to be closed for some time. Initially, Church Street from National Cemetery to Pine will be closed, and then later in the day, Church to Palmetto and Pine to Jarrett will be blocked off. Motorists do keep this in mind and make a note to make any necessary detours.
I wonder how much it costs to have your house moved.
You really thought about it, Dave. Cher says anybody can do anything, and that she's proof of that. She won the Oscar for Best Actress last night at the Academy Awards in recognition for her work in the movie Moonstruck. Co-star Olympia Dukakis earned Best Supporting Actress honors. For the men, Michael Douglas won the Best Actor Award for Wall Street, and Sean Connery's work in The Untouchables earned him Best Supporting Actor. But the crowning glory went to The Last Emperor, winner of all 9 awards it was nominated for, including Best Picture and Best Director. There were political overtones filtering from the Oscars last night. Olympia Dukakis used the spotlight to urge on her cousin to victory. Michael Dukakis is looking for a win in the Democratic presidential primary in New York next week. And Cher's ex, Sonny Bono is running for mayor of Palm Springs, California today. Cher says she hopes he wins. The Carolina forecast for today, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and a high reaching 62. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and an overnight low of 45. Currently, it has cleared up a good bit. We've got patches of blue sky and we're up to 49. I'm Kelly Raspberry.
Got a question for you.
Oh.
After you make it big out in Hollywood, are you going to come back and run for mayor of Florence?
Mayor of Florence. Such an honor does not befit someone of my caliber.
I was talking about like years down the road when you get out to Hollywood, you know, big, famous, worldwide star.
I don't know if I'm worthy of the honor, Dave, really. You consider it. Dave.
This is South Carolina.
This is the thing.
We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Who was that girl?
That was me.
That was you.
What happened to your accent and how did it come back?
Exactly. What happened was...
Yeah, you have an accent in South Carolina. I mean, you don't have an accent.
Okay,
you don't
have,
but no, you do.
Because when I was hired, my boss, Harold Miller, and Doc. What was Doc's last name? Doc. He was a British guy. Doc something. I can't remember right now. I'm sorry, Doc, if you're listening.
Okay.
But they would say... Because I didn't know what to do. I mean, I literally was just hired and thrown on the air. And they said, well, go home and watch Connie Chung and try to sound like her. Go home and watch, that wouldn't work. Go home and watch Diane Sawyer and try to sound like her. And they beat my accent out of me. And so when I came to Dallas to audition for Kid, and I'm talking to him like this in the car, and I get on the air and suddenly I put on my radio voice.
You
and
had
he's
a
like,
radio voice.
What are you doing? He said, don't do that. And he told me not to use my radio voice
anymore. Oh, my goodness. You sound so different.
The house that will be used for the city shelter for the homeless will be moved from its present site on Church Street.
Well, you're trying to do the news delivery because that's what they told me to do, was
Cher
to go home
says,
and watch.
Anyone can
and
do.
Cher wow. said...
Can you imagine if we all talked like that, Big Al Mack?
Well, JC, I
that's
really
can't. That's what I was told to do, and so I did it.
Wow. And this guy, Dave,
I'm like, whatever, Dave.
I thought Kid
shots fired at him a little bit.
I thought Kid the was the only person you were mad
at. The reason I didn't speak to him, because he doesn't remember stuff, is he was dating my cousin Sheila.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And I guess they got in a fight or something, and I got mad. I don't know what happened.
Sheila.
But it was. But the same, I think he brought that up on purpose, because Kid and I didn't speak one time for months off the air.
Off the air.
So apparently that was a
little trauma. So I'd run, so JC? I mean, you're in the big boy chair now, so what? Somewhere down the line, Kelly's not going to speak to you.
Yeah, I'm going to pick a fight.
We had a huge kid, and I had a huge fight.
I'm looking at it like maybe October we'll have our fight.
You're going to plan it.
Yeah, I'm planning it. I'm a big planner.
No, you don't have to plan.
You cannot plan.
You do not have to plan pick a fight with Kelly.
We're
going to
have such a big fight in October. Wait.
I can't wait.
Oh, I'm planning.
I wonder who's going to win.
Oh, probably you, but whatever.
That was embarrassing and long.
You have to watch Kid TV if you're not doing it already. When you get to work, whatever. KidTV.com.
KidNation.com, too. You have to link, right?
Even when we go off the air and take our commercial breaks or whatever, we're playing little clips of Kelly.
It's greatness.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
I don't know who took all that time to edit those together, but I was telling Al, I said, I have apparently been angry for 20 years. Because every clip is me going off.
Yeah. It's funny.
It is funny, but when you smash them together, I'm like,
yeah. And when you smash them together, I realize how much you detest me.
Oh, Jenna. I mean,
usually it's in small doses, so it's
they
enough
edited
to get
it
over.
Together.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Kelly would go through therapy or take whatever, medications or something at one point. And she would kind of level out and kind of mellow out. And Kid would, I was like, no, you need to be Kelly. Be angry, opinionated.
Yeah, you got
to
be you.
Kelly, don't try and, everything's cool, Kid. Everything's fine, you know. Don't be mellow, Kelly. You need to always tell her. Be yourself.
Newsy Kelly's pretty funny, though.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
By the way, you can join us on Twitter, hashtag KR2020.
Yep.
Because we're doing that. Speaking of your news voice, you heard Kelly Raspberry's Connie Chung. Is that her name?
I don't know.
Diane Sawyer.
You just go home and sound like them. And
well,
I tried.
Kelly is one to have very many characters under her belt.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to come up with the best montage of Kelly's best characters.
All right.
Rhonda.
Hello there, King Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you?
Here's Rhonda from Potluck Texas.
Yes, it is.
Hang on a minute, the King Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, yeah.
Jody Foster, you get up off the floor and quit looking under your sister Lark Burpreece's skirt. You ain't got no business looking at anybody's hoo-ha but your own.
Wow.
Bruce Lee, that is not your turkey pot pie. Put it down.
Bruce.
That is your sister's turkey pot pie. Yeah,
Rhonda? I think Rhonda has a really funny line coming up.
No, she doesn't. You had the chicken pot pie.
DeGeneres.
I'm Ellen. Okay. Well, this isn't going to be good. Who doesn't love a nap, huh? Right? Oh, I love a nap. Because, you know, it's 20 minutes long and you don't have to take any of your clothes off, which is exactly how my agent described my first audition.
Right.
Oh, what a liar. Anyway.
Cher.
Do you believe in life after love?
Big Al's cavewoman girlfriend. Delilah.
Hello. It's time for another radio session, a radio therapy session, I like to think of it, where you can get all your hopes and dreams out, express them to me as you lay down on the couch.
Yeah. She ever take calls?
This is Delilah. I'm going to take a call right now.
It's like she could hear it.
So, Ricky, what can I do for you this evening?
Well, my esposa, she be leaving, and then she go out the puerta, and then I was like, oh, where are you going? And then she took her coche, and then I was like, no, it doesn't even have gasolina, so I don't know where she go.
You know what I'm thinking about right now, Ricky? Chicken enchiladas.
Miley Cyrus.
I gotta go do my final rehearsal. I gotta get my Hump and Madonna choreography down before the show and stuff. And I gotta make sure the horse knows when I'm... This is so bad. And I gotta make sure the horse knows when I'm gonna twerk on it in the, from the front. Because right now, I only got the twerking on top of him down and like, yeah.
Oh.
Jenna's side boob.
You know how Jenna feels about protection. The only downside is wearing all that baby oil on the nudist beach. And do you know what the best part of this vacation's been?
What?
No tan lines, of course. But you know what else? I've been stuck over here on Jenna's side for so long, and I've never really gotten a chance to know the rest of Jenna's breast before. Oh. And it's such a shame, too. Well, because Underboob and I are like besties now. And, well, I have to be honest. The rest of Jenna's boob is a complete fake.
Oh, no.
And Flo Rida.
Collecting Elvis plates and my dentures popping out. Wearing tube tops and my boobies hanging out. Up a brown pool. Kids in school, Rhonda got low, 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 low.
The mini voices of Kelly Raspberry.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
The thing is, too, the gauge on laughter is kept within us, has always been Kelly, because Kelly, she doesn't lose it.
Oh, if you like, can get Kelly to laugh.
If you can get Kelly to lose it, like that pop.
That
I remember that. That Popeye script.
It's on the best of some something. CD we
oh
have.
Oh, my God.
If I listen to that to this day,
I just. How do you laugh like that?
That and bringing kids' mom back from the dead for Christmas.
Yeah.
That, those two get me.
I don't think Kid liked that one very much.
He did. He appreciated it.
Well, we heard Kelly's talent.
Oh, boy.
Impressions. Coming up next, we're going to have a surprise guest for you, Kelly Raspberry.
Yay!
Our first surprise guest for you.
I wonder who it is.
I don't think
Give
you know.
Give me a hint.
No. Nope.
You're going to have no idea.
You're not going to get
I know
any
one
hints.
Person who's coming up today because I arranged it.
No, it's not that
nope.
one.
It's not that person.
No. This one is, you probably wouldn't be expecting
this. I need to go to the bathroom.
You need to.
I'm really, because
I
got to pee anyway.
You need to, like, just look at yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Just make sure you feel
Yeah, make
confident.
Sure you're looking good.
Uh-huh.
And we'll also share our favorite Kelly Raspberry moments as we celebrate 20 years of Kelly Raspberry next.
I'm nervous.
Find out what other surprises we have for Kelly next. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. 20 years of Kelly Raspberry continues now. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Hey, everybody. I'm Tommy Jean from Florence, South Carolina, and I'm here to wish my best friend since fifth grade, Kelly Raspberry, happy anniversary. Kelly, I remember the day that you came and sat down beside me on my front porch swing and told me you were leaving. I was devastated. I knew you would do well and that the good people of Dallas would love you. But I never expected you to stay for 20 years. I miss you like crazy, and I'm so proud of you. I love you, and I hope to see you soon.
Aww, nice. Tommy Jean.
Fifth grade Tommy Jean. My first day on the air. Well, her birthday is today. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
Tommy Jean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, happy birthday. My literal first day on the air was May 31st. It was the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Got it.
But because tomorrow's Saturday, that's why we're celebrating it today.
I would have come in tomorrow for you.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't have come in.
No, yeah, me. Kelly would be sleeping. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so it's hard. She's my best friend since fifth grade, and I left, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just the test of time, 20 years later.
Yep. Still best friends.
We won't talk for a few months, and her husband laughs at us. We'll see each other, and I walk in the door, we pick up right where we left off.
Yeah, I know it.
So anyway,
you gives
know.
You more to talk about. Yeah. By the way, the hashtag KR2O is mm-hmm. trending nationwide, number four.
Really?
Shut up.
Let's get it to be number one.
That.
Yay.
Kelly, you got your drink in hand?
There's so much going on right now. We have a bartender.
Oh, absolutely.
First time ever.
We have a bartender.
And this is from your bar, right, Al?
We can have
you might as well plug your bar while we're at it.
Yeah, you know I will. I'll do it about four or five times today.
We filled Kelly's tummy up with some bacon.
Yeah, I got some food so I can drink now.
Yeah. You declared this the year of day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your drink in hand.
Yep. Is this day, morning?
And what you're sipping on that drink, Kelly, I want you to listen to this clip.
All right.
Because it's going to give you a clue to who our surprise guest is. And see if you can remember.
Oh, Lord. Now I'm going to be embarrassed if I don't.
Talking about this person like this.
You will.
I went to medieval times.
Oh, my God.
It's fell in love and then had my heart broken because it turns out the black and white knight is engaged.
So hot. Is it the black and white knight? So freaking hot.
I'm telling you.
He's interracial.
I was sitting there watching him. I'm like, could I justify telling everybody I'm dating the head knight at medieval times?
I know.
And by the end of that show, I'm like, yes, I could.
Did you ever once consider hurling yourself into the horse pit?
I was just trying to think, how will we ever make this relationship work? Because he does three shows a night.
You're a crazy
person.
When
will we ever have time to be together?
Yeah. You're going through all that.
I worked it out.
Where's that chain mail all the time?
He is the best looking man I've ever seen in my life. Oh, this is real awkward.
Announcer, please step into the studio.
It's not like I didn't throw myself at him and he rejected me.
What do we have to do
this?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen,
get the hum into it.
Please welcome from medieval times.
Oh, this is
the black and white knight.
Yes. Oh, you can't love this, right?
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, this is really awkward.
It's the black and white knight. Black and white knight.
Oh, you got a kiss.
She was going in for the tongue.
Al, you're
kissing.
My armor gave
you. Your armor stabbed me.
Say that.
No, this is the embarrassing part. It's like I basically threw myself at him on the air, hoping it would get back to him.
He had a girlfriend at the time.
I think it did get back to him.
Well, he's right here. Ask him. Did it get back to you when she was talking about you?
I actually have,
He's got a scar.
What happened?
Oh, you have to go over there.
Here, right here, crew.
I'd love to keep you. Oh, and my
first,
legs.
Allow me to.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
We can do that into a microphone, sir.
Throughout the day, I'll be bringing you some of your favorite treats. So first, I'm bringing you a tiara, which if is
oh,
okay,
that's
I'm
fine. Yeah, put it on me, though. That's fine.
Wow.
Thank you.
Kelly's got her tiara on.
This was horrible because you know, they knew we were in the crowd that day, and he made Emma Kelly the prince. What is it? The fairest? The princess?
Queen of Love and Beauty.
The Queen of Love and Beauty, my daughter. And she started bawling. It was horrible, but so sweet of you to do that. I won't cry, though.
No.
I'll take it.
And then the first treat is
Plain Lay's potato chips. Plain. They're my favorite.
Plain.
Thank you. You're going to have the other bowl with me?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Thank you, crew.
Crew, we have a microphone
night
for you.
So. Medieval times. Was I lying, Jenna?
Kelly,
is that the best looking man you've ever seen?
Kelly, I'd been to medieval times before you and said the same thing.
He's the best looking man I've ever seen.
And he always wins. Is there something? You always win, right? Just always.
It was so funny.
Black and white night. He always wins.
It's so funny because sometimes it'll be his night off and people, because I went on and on about your crew. I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard.
No, I'm on.
I'm sure you did.
Did you hear?
And somebody would call him. They'd take a picture of the black and white knight, and they'd say, that's him? I was like, no, that's his night off. You're not always the black and white knight.
No, I'm not. No, we do change. Yeah, we do change.
So, what an ego boost for the replacement.
Yeah, they're like.
Right.
So what happened to your face? You got in a sword fight or something?
Let me preface this. Most importantly, of course, we're safe as we can be at medieval times. We practice all the time. We have very few injuries. However, I did happen to, the other day, get hit by one of our shields.
Oh, you look so cool, dude.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Do you have night groupies?
I do. One beautiful night groupie, and her name is Kelly Raspberry.
Besides me, though. I mean,
it's not anything like that. Honestly.
I, went a little overboard.
No. Yeah.
I mean, women don't come to medieval times and throw their bra into the arena or whatever.
What are some of the perks?
No, they don't throw their bra.
What would some of the perks of dating you be? Like, do we get to hold the hawk?
Yeah, the advantage is you can always hold the falcon.
That's what you call it. You call it the falcon.
Well, our falconer would be very upset at me if I didn't.
You can hold my eagle.
Do you get home wearing your shield and stuff and your armor?
Yeah, I wear this wherever I go.
Yes.
So when I go to the grocery store, they know where I'm at.
I bet you get free stuff.
Yeah.
Wearing that.
Yeah, free plain Lay's potato chips, Kelly.
Thank you. They really are my favorite.
Are they good?
You look like a buff Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'll take it.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
You're like a buff Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's a good comparison.
With a man scar on the side.
Yeah.
Man.
Does that look cool? I'm glad you guys
It's really cool because it's not like messing up the front of your face, but it's still sexy because it's on your face.
Yeah, Scars are pretty cool.
For guys.
Yeah. You know what I noticed when we introduced him is we had kazoos. We don't know how to use them.
You hum into them. You don't blow them.
Apparently, I was blowing and in the wrong side. Someone had to turn it around.
Wow. Yeah, do you think we could get a job at Medieval Times doing this?
No, we need the horns, right?
This is better.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the kazoos are
so much better.
This is a lost art,
nice touch.
This is the best day ever.
Crew of the Black and White Knight, thank you so much for serving Kelly today.
Are you working tonight?
I am working. I'm working all day.
Wow.
I need to take time out for this.
Because he's here the whole show. He's going to help.
Okay.
Yeah, he's your...
He is like, whatever you want.
He's at your beckon, what we say in Medieval Times.
Yeah, he's your day slave.
I have to think of a good list of stuff.
Yeah.
I met your beck and call, whatever you need, Kevin.
Thank you, Chris.
Would you ride a horse up here?
I did. Yeah. I hitched it to the post outside.
How much horsepower, huh?
Yeah.
One.
Right?
One.
You know what I'm saying?
One horsepower.
One horsepower.
Yeah. Hold on.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
And now, your first gift and probably only gift of the day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you have a gift for me?
Jenna does.
Yes. Apparently, JC and Al didn't get you anything. So
well, see, we had this big debate.
I didn't hire Kelly.
We had this big debate. Like, do the employ the coworkers buy an anniversary gift?
Yeah.
Because Jenna was talking about it, and I was like, she don't work for me. Boss, the company buys the employee a 20-year anniversary gift.
Yeah, but you know what? I like giving gifts, and Kelly.
Jenna does. She's a girl.
You guys didn't give me a birthday gift, Kelly did. You guys, I didn't want to lean
in
Kelly's
space. She's loud enough. She can
hear. I'm loud enough here. No, well, Kelly got me a birthday present. We give each other gifts, so this is something that's coming to you, okay? Open it, because right now it's just the photo of what you're going
to
get.
You get to play the hot
game. Seed.
Okay, so describe what you see. It's little.
A baby pig.
Okay.
I'm not getting a baby pig.
Turn it over.
Is it
Turn it over
pig?
And read what you're getting. You're getting...
The bacon is meat, candy bacon, pancake, and coffee of the month club.
It's pig of the month.
Oh, nice.
Thank God. I thought you were giving me a pet pig.
No, I know. That's why I wanted to get it. I know you love sausage and bacon. This is going to be like bacon
every month?
Twice a month, actually. You get two different packages. You can read. This is what's included.
Two different packages of their very own Blue Ribbon gourmet bacon to my door each month.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it comes with some kind of
pancake. With coffee and pancake and waffle mix. In addition to the bacon, you can... get a very popular t-shirt that says bacon is meat candy.
I did not add the additional t-shirt to the
That's all right. I'll order that on my own.
Jenna cheaped out on the shirt.
Bacon and pancakes.
Thank
and
you,
other
Jenna.
Kinds of other kinds of
I would have got you the whole
You
bag
are very thoughtful.
I would have gotten the shirt out. I don't know about you.
Plenty of bacon.
So I thought that would be. Yeah.
Thank you for not getting me a pet pig.
It's kind of cheaping out.
Can't believe you didn't get the shirt, Jenna.
Yeah, I would have gone spring for the extra $9.99 and got the shirt. Not that big of a deal.
I mean.
Oh, really? Really? You guys wouldn't even contribute to the I won't even say how much it costs. I got her the bacon lip balm.
I am so disappointed in you, JC and Big Al.
I got you a bartender.
I got you a kid.
I got you a bartender.
You got me a kid.
Yeah, you can have Kaysen.
I got you a bartender with dreadlocks.
I'll take Chloe.
Yeah, you can have
Kaysen keeps messing up my stuff.
Right.
The one thing we are keeping. Whoa, my voice is cracked. The one thing we are doing today that we've been doing every
You're
single
going
day.
Through puberty?
Yeah. I gave you my puberty, Kelly. We're playing high-low. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play high-low and get back to the Kelly Raspberry 20th anniversary next.
More with the Queen of Morning Radio when we get back. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. It's the day we celebrate 20 years of Raspberry. You're listening to Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Hey, Kelly, it's Booker. Happy 20th. Kelly and I worked together in Florence, South Carolina. I was the night jock. She worked across the hall. We became friends, and one night she came in and she asked, "Do you think I'm good enough that I'd be able to get a job in another market?" I was like, "Kelly, you're so talented. You could literally work anywhere you wanted to. Go get the R&R magazine." She opens it up, and there's, I think, two or three job listings. And there was one working for Kid Craddock. I said, "Kelly, this guy is great. It's a great show. You should put in a tape here for certain." So Kelly puts a tape together. The program director eventually called me. He told me how he listened to her audition tape and that it was awful. He said, but there was one break at the end where she popped in on your show. What can you tell me about her? I said, she's a natural. She's just so good on the radio. And that was 20 years ago. Kelly, happy 20th. What an unbelievable run. And to 20 more. But God willing, you'll get out of this terrible business before that. Can I plug my Twitter, too?
No.
At Chris Booker. I have almost zero followers.
I love him.
You had a crush
man.
On him, didn't you?
Honestly, his name's Chris Booker. He used to go by Booker Madison.
Yeah.
He was Chris Booker. His dream was to work with Howard Stern, mm-hmm. and he ended up eventually doing that. And you see him on TV. He does stuff on E! All the time. He's really a big deal, TV right. Guide channel. He's in L.A. now. Chris Booker now he goes by. I was in love with that man, and I was willing not to move to Dallas.
Oh,
I loved him
for
so
him.
Much. I just love. He didn't love me back. I was just right. like, you know, you get so passionate about
every
somebody.
Girl likes the night
I
guy.
I can't leave Booker. But yeah, he's the one that made me apply for this job. He said, if you don't apply for this job, I'm going to tape you when you're not paying attention and send it in. So I put together a tape, but I'd never auditioned for a job before, and I didn't know, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
But the program director was from South Carolina. And he called me because I had that one little thing at the end that he thought was funny. And he called me and on the air, and I was on the phone with him and he thought I was funny on the phone. He's like, why aren't you like this on your tape? I was like, I don't even know. I didn't know who Kid Craddock was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about the right. show I was auditioning for. I said, I just sent in a tape of me reading the news like yeah. I did for, you know, with Dave Baker earlier.
The Connie Chung tape.
So Booker let me come and sit in. He wanted to hear me with a guy, how I'd banter with a guy. So Booker let me come and sit in on his nighttime show for about a week.
What a nice guy.
And we taped it and sent it in.
Rest wow. is history. If you're a new
yeah.
listener to the show,
I love you, Booker.
If you're a new listener to the show, you're going to get to know Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah,
she's
you
been
are.
Here for 20 years today, and if you've been listening to the show, it's a nice way to revisit those memories it's with Kelly.
Kelly.
And if you don't like me, I'm really sorry because it is
okay.
all about me
if
today,
they
and I feel
like
bad
you.
For you.
If you don't like Kelly, it's okay because we're going to hook you up with money, maybe.
That's right.
That's
we're about to
positive.
Play. We're about to play the high-low game. We have $40,000 to give away. So far in the last 2 weeks,
uh-huh.
we have given away over $14,000.
$14,170 to be exact.
Yep. So get on the phone right now with us. You're going to win anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash to kick off your weekend.
Now, Kelly should have been given an envelope.
I have been.
And that has today's correct amount inside.
Mm-hmm.
So we need you to guess in increments of 10, all right? Between $1,000 and $2,500. This number is always going to be in an increment of 10. And if you guess that amount that is in the envelope correctly, you win that amount of money.
It's very important. If you're on hold, you can hear us on hold. You can hear the show
yeah,
while
yeah,
you're on hold.
Can.
Kelly's going to say higher or lower. You need to be listening, all right? Be listening to Kelly and what she says to the previous caller.
Yeah, yep. I'll enunciate it very clearly.
All right.
Did you open up that envelope, Kelly?
Can I be honest? This tiara is giving me a headache.
Okay. Well,
you take off your tiara.
You do whatever you want, Kelly.
But it's cute.
You can do the show naked if you want.
It's like hitting
girls
my pressure wear, points and giving me a headache.
Girls wear shoes that are uncomfortable all right. the time.
You got the total? You
got
the
I got it.
And
let's play High Low. We're going to kick it off with Brenda. What is your guess?
Good morning.
Yeah.
My guess is 2,000.
It's higher than 2,000.
Okay. Good guess. Kristen, what is your guess?
2,260.
It's lower than 2,260. 60. Lower than 2,260.
You got a book in?
Tell if she...
All right. Good deal.
We already got a book in. Okay.
All right.
Brian, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with 2170.
It's lower than 2170.
All right. Nicole, what is your guess?
I am so excited about even getting through to you guys. You have no idea.
Aww, right. I hope you win.
I've got a wedding coming up, and you have no idea Aww. How hard I've tried to get through.
Well, give us Aww. Your guess.
Okay. I'm going to try 2160.
It's lower than 2160. Aww. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Nicole.
Hang up and call back right quick.
I'm
yes.
so sorry. We're going to play
Man,
more.
She yeah. came in with a story.
Tiffany, what is your guess?
Hi, I just wanted to say congratulations to Kelly. I know that's probably a huge achievement for
Thank
her.
You. It yeah, is. Thank you.
All right. Well, my guess is going to be 2130.
It's lower than 2130.
Lower.
But thank you.
Gigi, what is your guess?
I can't leave them on. Okay.
2120. Lower than 2120.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gigi. Adrian, what is your guess?
My guess, I'm so nervous. How about 2080?
It's lower than 2080.
Oh, we're getting closer, though. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Karen, what is your guess?
2030.
It's lower than 2030.
Ooh, Kelly. Okay. Panza, what is your guess?
2020.
Panza?
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Panza?
It's Panza.
Oh, Panza.
Panza.
That's like Panda.
That's a cool name.
Panda with a Z? That's interesting.
Panza.
I've never heard of a Panza before.
That's
a great name. You got to be
and
hot with that
And I've never heard of a Panza who won 2020 because that's exactly the amount on my envelope. You won $2,020.
Panza!
Oh, really?
Yes, you won.
We wouldn't lie to a girl named Panza.
Hopefully you have something really big and important coming up, because I feel bad for that last chick who's getting married.
She was close.
I do. My husband is he's a contemporary Christian artist,
okay.
And he's putting money toward a CD.
That is awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Launch a career.
Now, Panza, how long have you been working at your job?
How long have I been working at my job?
Yeah.
Going on 6 years.
Oh, see, not too bad.
So in 14
years? 14 more years, and you can have a day all about you, Panza. But today, it's all about me.
Yes, it is. Panza, you enjoy those
$2,020.
Okay?
Yeah, congratulations. And
thank
let us,
you
when
so
your husband's
much.
CD's finished, send me a copy. Maybe we'll play it on the show, because we have a little part in it.
Now, if you noticed, today is Kelly's 20th anniversary.
I hadn't noticed.
And the number was 20. 20.
Yeah, I gathered that.
See
which is my favorite Friday night TV show.
See what we did there right there?
Yes.
Oh, I know. It's so good lately.
2020. How do you put that together?
2020 in 20 years.
That's awesome. All right.
Now, Kelly, you spent mostly your entire radio career with Kid Craddock.
Mostly. I started when I was 19.
You called him your radio husband.
He was.
Because you guys had...
Wait a minute. You started when you were 19. You started with
not
kid?
Here. No, no. Oh, I started when I was 19.
I was putting 20 and 19 together.
She started
together.
Her
like,
radio career at 19.
You were here at what, 26?
27.
27.
Most of her radio career has been spent here.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
With her radio husband, Ken. You said he's like your radio husband. You had ups and you had downs. You didn't talk to him for a while. You had some epic fights. But you guys
slept on the couch a lot.
But you guys loved each other.
Okay, where are we going?
Yeah.
Where are we going here?
Well, I don't know where he's going.
No, I'm just, this is a montage of Kelly and Kid's relationship on the radio.
Oh, it's good. All the highs and lows?
Throughout the years.
Wow. Oh, this will be fun.
Sit back, everybody.
And enjoy.
20 years of that Craddock raspberry chemistry.
This little guy walks up behind me and says, are you Kelly Raspberry? I'm like, you're short.
First thing she said
first
to me, you're short.
You have a very large head.
We're being constructive. We're not being...
No.
How are you being constructive? What am I going to do about the size of my head?
It's a beautiful head. It's just larger than the average head is all.
Do you have a tape measure?
Why do you want to measure my head?
23 inches.
Take that into Kelly. Oh. Do you have a longer one, or is that it? Okay, what is that? 40
You're
feet?
Not going to make me mad.
Is that 40 feet? All right.
22 and a half.
We are not doing another thing until I
you
prove that Kelly's head is bigger than mine.
It's rocked your entire world,
it has.
Hasn't
it? It has.
Can you just say, kid, I was wrong.
You'll tape it and save it and use it all the time.
Shannon, would I do that? Damn right I would.
Yeah, you would.
I hope you enjoy this gift of authentic diamond earrings.
Authentic?
I'm telling you so that no one can ever accuse you of wearing fake, cheap-ass diamonds. So
thank
I
you.
Love you and have a happy birthday.
I love you. Thank
and
you.
And you can open the earrings. They're really small. Don't make fun of them. I think they're really classy.
Where are they?
They're in there. There will come a day when I will fire you.
And then I will, you know, kill myself, and then that will be
well,
on
well, then
your
you'll
head.
Get the life insurance.
Would you do that to my daughter?
Kelly, do you turn everything into an opportunity to express your fear of being fired?
Me. It haunts me.
But it doesn't haunt you enough to actually do your job better.
I did my job fine. What are you talking about?
We take you live now to Kelly Raspberry's press conference where she's addressing her termination for the first time.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to shake up a little termination cocktail chock full of my favorite nighttime medications.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not offensive.
Where are we going to
find what? You purposely push my buttons and you think it's funny. And then when I do blow up, I'm the bad person.
I don't think you're a bad person at all.
Oh, stop it.
I think you're a good person.
Yeah. And now you're just being sarcastic.
Not at all. Good Kelly, man. Come on. You would settle for me right now and you know it. You would totally settle for me.
I would settle?
You would totally settle for me.
Our relationship is perfect.
I'm working out all
it's
the time.
It's been fine-tuned.
I'm
over
trying to get hotter for you. What
define
can I do?
Define all the time.
If you can only look at me the way I'm only going to look at you from
please
now on.
Please don't look at me like that.
Thank you, Kid.
And it actually has.
I've got coffee breath. If you can stand it.
Aww.
Aww. Cheers to Kid.
Cheers to Kid.
Cheers to Kelly.
Kelly and Kid relationship.
Yeah.
No.
Did that bring you down a little bit, Kelly?
Bring in the night.
Well, maybe this will lift you up a little bit because we also put a montage together. Of Kelly's rants.
Oh, Lord. See, this is make this is
no, Kelly,
me look
this
bad.
Is you. This is you.
Kelly, it's
every
you.
Break on Kid TV, I'm just yelling.
Kelly,
you're a ranty kind of girl.
Kelly, it's you. Embrace it. You have learned to embrace it.
You know what? It took 20 years for you to edit, what, 10, 15 clips of me?
Oh, we could have gotten so many more.
We love you and just embrace it, all right?
So enjoy our montage of the best Kelly rants of all time.
20 years of Kelly Raspberry rants.
Kelly's ready for any fight.
Her style is get them before they get me.
Uh-huh.
Whoever goes with Big Al to this wedding, just know in my head I'm calling you whore. The whole service. Yes, we all think that. Oh, okay. I'm never going to be first in anything except for the whining. Who's the whiniest?
Well, I'm trying to have a life. My parents just moved in with me, and you go that bull this morning.
What are they mad about?
How I have a man coming over every night, and I can't do it anymore.
You
now
do have a man
in.
Over every...
You know what? That stuff's off the air. You don't just like, on the air, kid. Can you shut the door?
You can go or not go.
I'm not going to Haiti.
I guess if you don't care how it looks, you can not go. But we
I'll
are...
stay right there on the resort. I don't want to spend my vacation holding orphans. You know, I'll write a check. Stop filming stupid and stop talking about my personal life on the air.
Uh-oh.
My voucher was $20 to spend toward a $40 popcorn gift basket. I was calling to let you know I'm coming to get my $40 gift basket.
Here, here's 20 right here.
I told her to stop wasting her time. She's still young and pretty and fertile. And she's going to find herself with her legs up in the air at the in vitro office because she's waiting until she's 40-something years old. Everything's all dried up. And she's got to find some man who'll still take her at that point. TV theme show. Put a big black X through my face on those posters. I'm not showing up.
Why does it got to be black X? Why does it got to be black, Kelly?
A white X. Purple, orange, green. I don't care. X my face
you
out.
Not show up to the Kelly
I'm not showing up.
Birthday celebration.
Why can't it be a Mexican
X? Malcolm X. I don't have to be there.
Put a big black Malcolm X through that.
I don't care. You're criticizing me for something you know nothing about. It said to call ahead. That's how I knew they were out of business when they didn't answer the damn phone. I refuse to be shot from the right. I have to be shot from the left, so you better figure that out.
So negative.
I make more money than all of y'all. I don't do that. What is my rule?
Don't send,
you don't
naked,
send
pictures.
Naked pictures of yourself. You are a grown woman, and you know better. Oh, yeah, you're finally taller than someone, so you got, like, big man. You ain't worth the salt in my tears, sucker. Feminists have ruined it for everybody. You deserve to be homeless. I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
Oh, God. The one else?
We'll be back with more Kelly Raspberry before you know it. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. Share your favorite Kelly Raspberry moment from the past 20 years online by using the hashtag KR20. You're listening to Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Hello, Kelly. This is your second mom.
Aunt Velma.
Aunt Velma. I just wanted to call and congratulate you, and I don't even have to go into it and tell you how very, very proud I am of you. Nor do I have to tell you how I miss you after all these 20 years. Next time you're in Florence, let's try to get together.
Let's try.
Maybe go to the spa and work out a while. And then, what do you think about us just going and getting in the sauna for a little bit? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Bring back memories?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much, and I miss you. Congratulations again. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's my Aunt Velma. That's
I love Aunt Velma.
My daddy's older sister, Velma.
I love Aunt Velma.
You met her.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Try to get together next time.
We joined the women's gym in town, and we went to the group class, and she did like three jumping jacks, and she said, I'm going to go get in the sauna. That's what she's referring to. So she did like three. She's like, I'm going to go get in the sauna.
That's the executive workout there.
Oh, man. I love
Kelly,
that.
Are you ready for your second meal?
Oh, is the night coming back?
Yes.
Ring.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Wait a minute.
Once again, into the realm of the studio, the black and white knight from medieval times.
Yay! He has a name. It's Crew. Yay!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
He's hooking you up a sausage.
Sausage bouquet!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my goodness.
It is a sausage bouquet. Sausage.
Oh, you got to talk to the microphone, sir.
Okay, right there. Is it on?
Some boiled peanuts.
I have boiled peanuts.
And then, more importantly... The sausage bouquet.
That is a trip.
It is a sausage bouquet.
That looks like somebody's
picture. Hold on,
That looks like somebody's guts. That looks like my intestines.
Oh my God.
That is greasy.
That smells so good. Which sausage are you going to eat first?
Kelly, the big one in the middle. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
I worked very hard to prepare that for you,
my lady. I've never seen anything like it.
It's a bouquet of sausage.
I'm not going to tell you what I thought it was.
It is a bouquet of wieners. Oh, my God.
It's like a bachelorette party.
I want that to be my profile photo.
Oh my gosh.
It's real.
Oh, my goodness.
Please take a picture of me with my phone.
I know this
is, like, so stupid, but I want this
before
I bite into it and ruin it.
By the way, hashtag KR20. Hashtag KR20, please.
Yep. Al.
We need to get the night presenting
you
it
get
to
the
her.
Night with me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Get in there, crew. We brought in the black and white knight that Kelly fell in love with a couple years back.
Profile pic.
Wait, don't put the wiener in his face, Kelly.
Hey, that sausage is in the knight's mouth.
Now he's about me having my mouth on it.
Yeah, don't take his man card away when you just put a wiener by his mouth.
Brew, would you mind taking this back for me for now?
Kelly, please have a bite.
Take a bite.
Yeah, go ahead and take a bite.
Take a bite.
Take one bite.
Yeah. Just pick your wiener.
The dark one.
I'll just take the one up front.
Yeah, that one.
Oh.
Oh,
my.
Oh, good. She got the dark one.
This is so weird looking.
Is it cold?
No, it's not cold.
Honey, cold sausage is good sausage. Sausage is good.
It smells like warm sausage.
I don't care if it's cold, hot, frozen. Uh-oh. I don't gnaw on it. It's good.
We are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Kelly Raspberry being on the show.
Kelly, I don't think I can eat these boiled peanuts right
no,
here.
I can't.
They're sitting in water. It looks like they're in a ditch right now.
Kelly.
So here's the thing. Normally, I drain all the juice out. People don't know. I drain all the juice out if you have to get the canned peanuts, and then I heat them in the microwave for 60 seconds. But normally you get them in a brown paper bag, you know, at the
country store.
That's
how I've had them, yeah.
They're better that way. I usually don't eat them in juice. We'll drain them and eat them.
It looks like Dookie.
We'll drain them and eat them.
It does. No, it does not.
Yes,
it
does. JC, we'll drain them and eat them, right?
Are they like a South Carolina acquired taste? Because I tried them.
It's like caviar.
I love it. I grew up with them, but that sausage was good.
Kelly, you've been doing the show for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We did the math.
Uh-huh.
And you've done 4,768 shows.
Did you include my vacation days?
We factored in vacation and maternity leave.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
That's a lot of shows.
How many was that?
4,768 shows is what you've done.
Wow.
That's a lot of shows.
I deserve a raise.
That's a lot of money.
No, you don't deserve a raise.
You're rich.
You're
that is true.
You got two mortgages.
I mean, have you seen CelebrityNetWorth.com? It is so accurate.
If you've wondered who Uncle Daddy is.
How about Uncle Daddy?
Oh, Lord, is he here too?
No. Or
who, checkbook.
Or who not Derek is. We're going to take a look.
Okay.
You're going to give Al a heart attack.
That'd be a happy anniversary right there.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Kelly. He's not here. No.
Right.
We're going to take a look back at Kelly's love life.
Kelly Raspberry had her first crush at a very early age.
My first kiss was very early on.
Oh, my God.
Danny Boy Howard and I.
Danny Boy
was my next door neighbor. We'd flip over the plastic little kiddie pool, and we'd lie underneath it and kiss like they do on TV.
Nice.
Then it was on to high school.
Did Kelly ever tell you she was boy crazy?
What do you remember?
Oh, well, I know you were madly in love with Mark McLam. And Chris Miles.
Yeah.
What did she do to flirt or show that she liked a boy?
Other than just throwing herself right down on the floor in front of him.
Oh,
she still does that!
I'll be honest, I wasn't subtle. There's no games with me.
It was no secret. She was not coy.
While at Val Dottie's modeling school, she met her first boyfriend, Benny. He later called himself Benay.
The problem is once Patrick and Benny met, they adored each other. And Patrick had a little house, a little two-bedroom house. He had a roommate, and Benay lived about 30 minutes away from me. So it just got to be really convenient for Benay to stay at Patrick's house.
Then, as an adult, she dated Uncle Daddy.
How about Uncle Daddy? Yeah,
I do.
And just like the pimp that Kelly is, he just disappeared from the radio. Like, bye-bye.
I'm going through a dating different people phase.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Welcome to my world, Kelly.
Russell.
I met him on the elevator. He was hot. He dug me, and that was...
That's enough.
It was enough for the weekend. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Not Derek.
Did you have a pretty good makeout session last night?
It was all right. Pretty decent. Yep.
So you had a little company over at the house, huh?
Yep. Yes. Not Derek. Came a courting.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, that's what he did.
And, of course, Emma Kelly's father, Freddie.
Freddie, please complete this sentence.
the man who gets Kelly will...
will have someone who has his back.
She was even hit on by Trey from production.
So they offered me a generous sum of money.
It was not actually
they offered you money?
It's not really a bet. It was more of a bounty.
It was, yeah.
She also had some major celebrity crushes. There's Howie D from the Backstreet Boys.
You're still the best, Kelly.
I still love you.
I still got
you. Now I feel like I'm going to feel really guilty when I steal you from your wife because now there's a baby involved.
It's all good. You got one too, so it's cool.
Gabe from Cobra Starship.
What do you wish for Kelly Raspberry, knowing her as you do?
I'm still in bed. I wish she was in my bed right now.
Oh,
and most recently, Jason Derulo.
I think Kelly would like for you to talk a little dirty to her if you think that'd be okay.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can. Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want you to know, like when I get home, it's going to be on. And I, when I walk in the door, dinner is ready.
Dinner?
What are we having for dinner? Jason, hot dogs or something?
So, Kelly, you want to go out tonight?
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
They brought back four peanuts with a juice drain this time. Thank you, Lacey.
Thank you for draining the juice.
You don't know.
Kelly, are you ready for your second surprise of the day?
Let me get me a boiled peanut in my mouth, and yes, I will be.
Yeah, get a boiled peanut in that mouth.
Mm.
You got it in there?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
There we go.
Fat and drunk. I'm good.
I have a feeling.
We've been giving Kelly drinks from Al's bar all morning long.
Yeah, Kelly's been drinking. Yeah, we got a bartender here.
She been drinking.
So,
watermelon.
I have a feeling the Christmas reel is going to be the 20-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Mostly.
Oh,
Kelly, you ready for your second surprise of the day?
Sure.
Another one.
Oh, they're coming in studio?
No.
Okay, because I have to go to the bathroom and I don't want to have to.
Kelly gets so excited she has to go to the bathroom before every surprise. Take a listen to this.
Hey, Kelly. It's Howie D here from the Backstreet Boys.
Love it.
Wanted to reach out to you. I know it's been a while, but I just heard the great news that you're celebrating your 20th anniversary with the show. Congrats from me and the guys. You've been one of our biggest supporters from day one, and we love you so much for that.
Okay,
so
groupie.
Keep going strong, and congrats again, my girl.
He winked at me!
Yeah.
What the heck is Howie D doing on a tour bus?
They're touring right now. You shut up. They are touring.
I was wondering.
They're touring. They're performing.
I was like, he got so bad he's living on a bus now.
Wow. Why is he a jerk on my anniversary?
He rented that just for the message.
He could like go Greyhound or something.
No, they are touring. I'm telling you, I have been there for them. Howie and them dedicated a song to me from stage one time. He threw one of his little purple teddy bears to me, and some other girl grabbed it. My best friend Amy, she jerked it out of that girl. She goes, Howie wanted Kelly to have that. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I love Howie D.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry. My bad.
He just did that for me. Don't you ruin it.
They are
on tour.
I was just wondering.
On tour to
Backstreet's
where?
Back.
He probably photoshopped
where are they
that. He photoshopped
I don't know.
That tour bus over there.
South Mexico or something?
I don't know.
No, I got him at the mat after Coolio next
No, you don't.
Yeah, he's opening
you
for
quit
tour.
It. Five, he was nice enough to do that. You stop it.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Howie.
Shout out, Howie.
You want another surprise, Kelly Raspberry?
Wow, another one.
Make fun of it. Is somebody coming in this time?
No, we can't make fun of this one.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Is somebody coming in?
There's just a lot of
nobody's coming in.
Going on
you don't have
right
to go
now.
With PP yet. Take a listen to this.
Hi, it's Pharrell. Congratulations on your 20 years. Wish you many, 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 many more. It's your time. Shine as bright as a star. Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? Isn't that what you are?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best.
He didn't even say your name.
Yeah, you didn't say
your name.
We just found that on YouTube.
I can you wish his redhead?
A list of cards. You read this one.
Hey.
Thank you, Pharrell.
Hey, happy 20th.
That was actually for someone's 20th birthday party.
insert bright star here. That's funny.
Oh, man. Oh,
that Kelly. Is from Lee Leipzner, your biggest.
Thank you.
Said that to me last night.
Are you Leipzner? I love Lee Leipzner.
And Lee Leipzner says congratulations as well.
Did Lee get Harry Styles?
No, but he's going
to leave. Harry Styles fixing to call me.
No.
No. Sorry.
Maybe.
Sorry, Kelly.
But you said we can
you
meet him.
You better have Harry Styles walking up
no,
in here.
Kelly, we're going to meet him.
Set your expectations lower.
You keep saying we're going to meet him. Where do you have this information that we're going
to
meet?
We all
Harry
have
Styles?
The past to
from
meet
Lee.
Him.
I haven't gotten the past.
I got promised. I'm saying it on the radio. Lee promised that we get to meet
me
Harry.
Me too.
This summer.
He didn't promise me.
Except
Al. He promised me.
No, Al, you don't.
Okay, then you can have mine.
Al's not in there.
Thanks, Jenna.
Or you can
I'll
be my,
you
can be my plus
to,
one, actually.
I'll trade bacon for Harry.
We have another celebrity guest.
Rude.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, another celebrity guest. And a big honor bestowed on Kelly big honor, Kelly.
Am I getting the key to the city?
I don't know. Coming up next.
More from Kelly's 20-year anniversary when we get back. It's Kelly and the Rest in the Morning. Congratulations on 20 years, Kelly.
I'm never going to be famous. This is my chance to be famous.
You're listening to Kelly and the Rest in the Morning.
Good morning, Kelly. It's another voice from your past. It's Flake Boy here. And before you try to single-handedly end my radio career, I'd like to thank you for all those years of nightmares you gave me while I was on the show and long, long after I left. And most of them dealt with simply trying to get you to show up more than 2 minutes before your first morning newscast. Kid couldn't deal with you anymore, so he had me do it. You've heard of combat vets dealing with PTSD? Well, me and the rest of your former producers suffer from PTSK, post-traumatic stress from Kelly. Anyway, in all seriousness, Kel, I think you're great. I've always admired you. You show more courage and reveal more of who you really are on air than anyone else I've ever known in the business. And that's something that's truly rare and truly special. So here's to you. Congratulations on your first 20 years, and here's to 20 more.
All right.
Oh, so nice. Blake, I thought Blake was really mad at me for a minute.
No.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from Bert and Rich Shirtley.
No, I don't think so.
And,
no?
No?
You don't want to go?
And Scott!
Yeah, we should call them. See how they're doing.
Yeah, see how they're doing.
Real quick. Mm. You don't want to?
Kelly has put more people through that front door right there. That the chair that you're sitting in, Jenna, it used to just spin. It was kind of like The Voice. It would just spin around because they'd get up and spin around.
Wasn't
in that
Shannon's
voice.
Chair?
Well, Shannon did get moved to the other room, but I'm just saying.
Shannon got moved to my room.
It was the chair next to Jenna that we no longer let anybody sit in.
The happiest years of my radio career were spent in that room.
Well, the
Shannon's
most miserable of mine are in this room.
Well, thanks a lot. You're sitting next to me.
Well, we're celebrating Kelly's 20th anniversary.
Yes.
It's been so fun so far. I know a lot of people behind the scenes because, I mean, during the commercial breaks, we're doing kid TV stuff, and I'm watching, hey, Mark.
Surprise.
Mark Cuban's here.
It's Mark Cuban.
I knew Mark was coming.
No, that was just not a very big announcement.
Well, no, he just kind of walked in.
Sorry.
What's up, guys? Nice
hold on.
Now.
Hey,
dude.
Hey, Mark,
hold
there's on. A mic here. Or there, either one.
Hold
this
on.
One.
Welcome over by the princess.
Okay.
Congratulations.
How do you like my throne. You have one, right?
How do you like my thong?
I have one, but not a throne.
See, Kelly's just a millionaire. She's not a billionaire.
Yeah, Kelly's rich.
You know, I'm on CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Oh, you are?
I make $1 million a year.
Damn.
And my net worth is $5 million, which means I don't manage my money very well.
We're here with Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Look at you guys.
Bowl peanut, Mark?
No, I'm good.
Mark, would you like a drink from our barkeep to catch up?
Yeah, Mark.
Black coffee would be great.
Black coffee?
Mark, we have McKinney Avenue Tavern up in
the
house.
That's the best bar in town. I mean, everybody knows.
How come you never go there, Mark?
You've been by the mat, hasn't he?
Right. You literally do have,
Mark,
you
talking about
yeah, you literally do have the whole bar there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that Grey Goose is actually water, just like at the mat.
That's cold.
Nobody's drinking it.
That's cold.
Dang.
All right, this is about Kelly.
Well, Mark and I have a little bit of history. I was trying to think of a good Mark Cuban story involving me.
Okay.
It is about me today, Mark.
It's always about you.
Remember when Mark was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars, yes.
And remember when Kid made me do a date with a listener? Well, the perk of that was I got to fly on Mark's private plane.
Mm-hmm. Join the Mile High Club.
Yes. Well, we didn't do that.
Mark.
But we flew out to Los Angeles and got to watch him dance and stay on, because it wasn't the week he got kicked off, Dancing with the Stars. So I got to fly on his private plane.
Fun.
Wasn't that nice?
Great.
That was really nice of you to do that.
Mark is a dancer.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, he's no Emmitt Smith.
My son is. You've seen my son get after it.
I went to a wedding where Mark was at a couple weeks ago. His son.
Cutting a rug.
He took the entire dance floor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No
really?
Fear at that age.
Yeah, no fear whatsoever.
He danced to three songs by himself.
Yeah, just on the floor. I mean, I don't know where he gets it, but yeah.
I didn't know you guys were all besties with Mark, and then I hear you guys texting with him all the time.
Dude. I don't have his personal phone number, but I've got his Cyberdust.
I know.
Just Cyberdust me, a blog maverick. You can get me anytime.
Yeah, people are really shocked when Mark, answers his emails.
Well, I emailed him
really
twice this morning. He didn't hit me back.
You got to Cyberdust him,
man. You got to Cyberdust. Everybody.
Wait, Mark,
that.
Do you have a Cyberdust assistant?
No.
No, it's Mark.
It's just me.
Because I was talking to Mark during a basketball game once, and I said, if this is Mark, what are you wearing?
Yeah, it was a 3 a.m. basketball game.
Oh, yes, a Mavs jersey.
Oh,
you just guess. Well, Mark, what are you doing here besides celebrating me?
Why else would I come, Kelly?
I
mean, it's just a special 20 years. I mean, how many people started broadcasting when they were five?
Wow, you're very
smooth. That man is smooth. Right? That's how you become a billionaire right there.
Absolutely.
Talking smooth like that.
Now, we always tell the story. Should we tell the story about the guy that quit Yahoo right before? We tell the story all the time. Tell it.
This guy that
he ended up working for us for a little while after.
Oh, my God.
It was broadcast.com, correct?
Yeah.
And he worked for Mark. And that time, Mark, you know, the company wasn't making a ton of money, I don't imagine. And he had a lot of employees that were working for salary and part stock.
And stock, yeah.
And stock. So about 2 weeks before
Broadcast.com went public,
Alan rolls into the office and says, Mark, I think it's about time for me to go. I mean, I don't know.
And I said to him, I said, are you kidding me? We're going to go public, right?
Yeah.
And
oh, you told him.
You told him not to go.
Okay, so this is even more interesting.
This is more new because I didn't know this
part. There were two people that left, right? And we told him, don't leave.
And they still left.
They still left.
And so the end of the story is they left, and 2 weeks later, the place goes public, and everybody is a millionaire.
Everybody, overnight.
Well, Mark was a billionaire. But a millionaire overnight.
He quit 2 weeks before.
And he started early, too, so maybe $4 million worth he left on the table.
What was that called?
How do you wake up the next morning and go on, knowing that you made what could be the hugest mistake of your life?
Well, I'm sorry, but if you're that ignorant, you don't deserve to be
making it. He's a nice guy.
The best part
is
he still hits me up for a job. I get these Facebook messages or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, no, fool.
I feel bad. I can't even respond.
Did he call you when you guys went public? Did he call you?
If he did, I wasn't paying attention.
No.
Mark was on the island.
You know about that quitting stuff, Mark. I'm just joking, bro.
I'm just joking, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he can request you on Cyberdust.
No, don't.
So we could talk to you on Cyberdust.
Cyberdust.
You just download it. It's free, right?
Right. Download it from the Apple Store. It'll be on Android in a couple weeks, if not sooner. You can hit me up at Blog Maverick, and I try to answer all the requests I get. And then I do I have a what's called a blast list on Cyberdust, and I blast out, you know, not promotional stuff, but like motivational stuff.
Yeah.
Like, here's my business motivational line of the day or quote of the day.
Oh, nice.
Just things just kind of fire people up to get the day started.
You ever give, like, the Donald Sterling quote of the day?
No. Jenna, don't go there.
Don't go there. You had to do
me. Where'd you used to work?
You don't know how far-reaching his power is.
No, Mark's going to buy this show.
I'm very aware.
Mark's going to buy this show just so he can fire
you. Well, Mark, for people that don't know what Cyberdust is, because I find it hard to believe that it's really, like, you can't be subpoenaed in court, right?
Okay, so here's how it works.
So even, like, Snapchat, they say, does it ever really go away.
So I had a little battle with the government. And what happened?
Little one. Right? But you won.
I kicked her ass.
Holla.
Damn. I want to have money.
I want to get Mark a shirt that says, I kicked the government ass.
My favorite Mark Cuban Onion on the Onion headline ever was Mark Cuban buys sports. Mark Cuban buys the U.S. government.
Yeah, Onion's great. But anyways, what they did was they went and looked at all my messages, and if I said the sky was blue, they said, no, you really knew that the sky was green and you were just trying to fool us. So whatever I did, they created a whole new context. I started thinking about it. The minute you send a text, you lose ownership of it. You don't own it anymore. The minute you hit send, you lose control of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's not about is it sketchy or this or that. Even the most innocent thing.
Right.
Particularly for kids, right? You say
just
something
privacy.
Cute. Yeah. And so then, you know, everybody keeps Al's text, right?
Yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Keeps Kelly's text. And then they show up on places. So we created Cyberdust. It's really, really simple. You have to have Cyberdust on both ends. I send you a message on Cyberdust. You open it. 30 seconds after you open it, it's gone forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone forever. It doesn't touch a hard drive like Snapchat. It doesn't touch a server hard drive like Snapchat.
It doesn't even show up that it's you, like if I'm reading the message, that it's you on the other end. So even if I
you can't
take a screenshot of it, it doesn't say who sent it.
It doesn't show a name at all.
Huh.
Right?
Because that was a little, I'm like, well, you can screenshot it, but your name's not
your
in there.
Prove
that
there.
Was me.
Casper Smart may have wanted to use that.
Are you not worried that this might encourage like successful infidelity? And
no, look, if you're sketchy, you're sketchy, right?
That's true.
You'll get caught in other ways.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're just doing normal business or like my daughter, right? My daughter's 11 and there's going to be a point in time. She's a great kid, right? About to turn 11. Great, great, great. Alexis is amazing. But there's just going to be a time, no matter how much I trust her, she's going to send a text or a message to somebody goes, oh, I love you, or I love you for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that little sketchy little boy, his 16-year-old boy, is going to keep that text.
Right.
He's going to show up on whatever the new Twitter is, whatever the new Facebook is. Mm-hmm. I just want to protect her.
Right.
I just want it to be gone.
Yeah,
I don't want all these things. You know, you've got to start thinking about shrinking your digital footprint because everything you send in text, everything you post, Twitter, anywhere,
right.
That's your profile. That's who you are. So we're coming out with stuff to shrink it, and CyberDust is the first step.
No kidding, right?
Get CyberDust.
And hey, is there anybody? There's so many people that I know that keep every single text and they screenshot everything and every picture you send, and they're always complaining their phone's full up, right? Because they've got everything.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that stuff. Someone picks up that phone, and the most innocent thing loses its context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 months later, a year later, the story you were telling when you sent it isn't the story that people were hearing when they saw it. So that's why we created CyberDust, CYBER space DUST, two words.
Yeah, my wife saw that I had that CyberDust thing.
How'd she feel about it?
She goes, why do you have it?
Because Mark Cuban's my friend.
Said, I'm only friends with Mark Cuban and Kelly on it. That's all I got.
Exactly. And Ada, the whole crew.
I think you being on Tinder is more concerning.
Yeah. Tinder, you got to work. That's a different beast, right?
I just like swiping.
Yeah.
I'm a big